Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad especially welcome visiting guests who might have been with us. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come and join us again. First, let me say thank you. Thank you to all those who helped with the music camp we had this week. It was a wonderful week. Lots of voices lifted in song and instrument and praise. Anything you need to say?
I had a great time.
You had a great time. eternal God, our Creator.
In you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses, and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins.
Amen.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, Let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray. Glorious God, your generosity waters the world with goodness, and you cover creation with abundance. Awaken in us a hunger for the food that satisfies both body and spirit, and with this food fill all the starving world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward.
got leftover love. Isn't that cool? Yeah. So that's what I want you to think about. I'm thinking when I'm reading the gospel lesson, you think about Jesus feeding 5,000 people. Just a few old fish and loaves of bread. And think about how much God loves. Doesn't give us just what we need. Gives us even more. All right, let's pray.
God of grace, we thank you today for your generosity to us. Thank you for your love. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Isaiah. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. The word of the Lord. A reading from Romans. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all. God blessed forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
According to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
It's a question I've been asking this week. When you were a child, were you more of a Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd person, or a Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote person? This question was brought to my mind by a story I encountered about a family that had gone to one of those themed restaurants. There were TVs all over the walls playing cartoons with no sound. And the family's youngest son, who was about 4 at the time, had his eyes glued to the TV screen. He was watching a continuous loop of Roadrunner cartoons, watching as Wile E. Coyote strapped on rocket-propelled roller skates or shot himself out of a cannon or launched himself from a giant slingshot in pursuit of the elusive Roadrunner. After watching intently for a long time, he had an epiphany. Without taking his eyes off the screen, he quietly announced to his family, "No matter what he does, he's never going to get that chicken." Well, that's true. Wile E. Coyote was in a fruitless, failure-fraught quest to catch the Roadrunner, and the whole point of the cartoon was to see how many ways he could fail. No matter how much the Acme Company would help with earthquake pills or invisible paint, the coyote's efforts all amounted to nothing. And to make matters worse, as I put way too much thought into this cartoon, I realized that the Roadrunner was just as bad. Think about it. The Roadrunner spent all his time running all over, but never going anywhere. There was no real purpose, no objective, no destination. That's not such a bad description of life today, is it? Oh, far too often our lives are spent like the Roadrunner, busily going from here to there as quickly as we can, and the point of it all never really seems to matter very much. And oh, far too often our lives are spent like Wile E. Coyote, giving our efforts and activity in a vain quest to get something that we think will have meaning and finding things backfiring on us over and over. That's where Isaiah comes in. Isaiah had a way with words, or maybe I should say that God had a way with words, and Isaiah listened pretty well. In our text today, Isaiah has one line that expresses the malaise of our time. In the middle of the passage, he's got one line that could be a sermon all by itself. It's in the middle of a passage where Isaiah is speaking for and about God, assuring his hearers that God is all, that God is everything, and that in God's compassion and love, God provides for us. He invites us to come and take of all the good things God gives to us, things like water, wine, and milk, all standing in for God's many blessings to us. And what's more, he reminds us, it's all given freely to us. And then he says the line that speaks across the ages to us, the line that addresses our roadrunner coyote lives, the line that seems to describe so much of the way our world is, the line that, if we take it seriously, may describe so much of the way we are. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? You can almost hear God's heart breaking as he asked this question. Here he provides everything, every goodness we can dream of, but off we go chasing after other things, other whims, other roadrunners, other desires and goals that we think will satisfy, but in the end leave us empty. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? And it leads us to ask other questions too. What should I be focused on instead? What provides true satisfaction in life? We live in a world looking everywhere for satisfaction, but we tend to look in the wrong places and at the wrong things. You see, in the Bible, the secret to happiness, the secret to satisfaction, is not about finding things that give you pleasure. No. True happiness is found in serving God. True meaning is found in obedience to God's way. True satisfaction is found in giving one's whole life to the God who gives so lavishly and generously to you. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Come. Come, taste and see. Eat and drink of the richness of God's love. Amen.
people, we confess our
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand.
Thank you for this time, Lord God. Thank you for this time of worship, for this time of being together, but especially for this time of being near to you. Hold us close to your heart. Keep us wrapped in your arms of love. Fill our hearts with your warmth and be near to us always. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty King, everywhere we look, we see you. Help us to experience you even more. Open our eyes to see you in everything. Be in our heads that we might learn more of your way. Be in our hands that we might reach out in your love. Be in our hearts that more and more we become like you. Lord, in your mercy. We need your help, O God. Bless the sick, the lonely, the poor, the hungry, those suddenly without work, and all those in our society who are so easily to forget and overlook, but who are in need of your love. Bless those in any need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Work through us, O God of mercy, to be your ambassadors of love and care. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Lord and Father of all humankind, forgive our feverish ways. Help us to turn our busyness into going about your business. Focus our wills and our efforts that we might give all we are to your kingdom. Walk before us, Lord God, and call us always to follow you. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
us pray. Merciful God,
you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace, for you are Lord evermore. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.